Blog Talk Radio.
Down right here on the west side of Atlanta. Lady Libra coming through your speaker.
Represent the APL.
Hot Talk Radio, let's go.
ATL. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. You already know I'm in the yo, drinking on what I'm drinking on. And today is to vent Tuesday on Pimp Deuce Takeover Tuesday. Now, it's 2011. I got a lot of shit on my damn mind, a lot of shit that I need to get off my chest. We late on the check-in because, you know, I was out doing what I do. I apologize. It is what it is. Ain't shit nobody can do about it, though. You know what I'm saying? Because if it was something that somebody could do about it, it will be done. But I got some shit I need to get off my chest tonight. You know what I'm saying? I need to vent. Tonight is to vent Tuesday. And no telling what kind of music I'm going to play because I'm DJ Hell Nah. Hell Nah, I don't know what I'm doing. But I bet you I make this shit work. You know what I'm saying? But I got some shit to get out of my motherfucking chest tonight. And I don't give a fuck who it offends. And it's going to go down. As the other co-hosts check in, I'm going to start this shit off slow. Because you know what? I'm working the night shift tonight. Hot Top Radio is the night shift.
DJ Ro.
DJ Trapper.
Sweet love, going down on the night shift.
Both of them retarded motherfuckers are nominated for. One of them is nominated for Most Overlooked DJ. That's DJ Rowe at the Salute the DJ Awards show. That's www.salutethedjsawardshow.ning. That's ning.com. DJ Rowe is nominated for Most Overlooked DJ, and DJ Trapper John is nominated for Most Grinding DJ. Go cast your vote. You can vote more than once a day. Big Baby, are you on here? Because today is the Vent Tuesday, and I need to motherfucking vent.
Well, you need to vent then, because you need to let that shit out. I need to motherfucking vent too. Shit.
What you need to vent about?
I need to vent about the stupid-ass niggas that come in my job all the time, acting all dumb and slow.
Wait, hold on. I'm fucking up as usual. Hold on, I'm trying to do 2 minutes. I done pulled up. Hold on, see. I'm just not myself right now. I'm really not myself right now. But I'm finna fix this shit though. I'm really not myself. Boy, man, what's going on at your job? I mean, What is it that I need to know? I mean, what is it that's going on? Talk to him.
You know, if you come into a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and you want to get the hookup, but you know, you might not get no hookup.
Why not?
Cause. So I got to get fired for getting you the hookup.
What?
Now, you know, if you get the hookup and then somebody, you know, and then somebody tell you, you know, it rough. Somebody fell on you, it rough.
Somebody's holding on you for hooking them up?
Well, nah, you can't tell on me because I ain't hooking your ass up.
So what you saying?
I'm saying that it rough because I can't hook you up. You got that fuck.
So, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. So, you mean to tell me that you are saying that, well, okay, you're venting. Tonight is to Vent Tuesday World. Shouts out to Hollywood. Their numbers are like, I'm telling y'all, the rest of y'all cities and countries, Hollywood right now is saying, we finna show y'all that we love high-top radio more than y'all do. And you know I don't lie. You know, Lady Libra cannot lie. All I know to do is tell the truth. My pussy don't know how to lie, and neither do I. I'm just saying, if you thought that I knew how to lie, wrong bitch. Super bitch on deck, super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. I need the rest of y'all hoes to unleash the bitch in you. But what you know what, big baby, I mean, so what you saying is, shout out to Pimpers for y'all them, you know how they do. They like, I don't know why they want a grand entrance. They ain't gonna get no grand interest today. I'm drinking. So I don't know why they thinking if I hold off a little minute. You know how they like to check in late. They rolled up, but they wanted to be rolled up, though. But my issue is I had one of those letters. Somebody sent me a letter and was like, Lady Libra, I need your advice on something. I'm like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Talk to Lady Libra. That's what I'm here for. You know what I'm saying? And they were like, you know, I'm tired of niggas lying. I'm trying to figure out how the fuck you going to be tired of some shit that's been going on since the beginning of time. For real. How the fuck can you be tired of some shit that's been going on? So I'm going to rally up all the super bitches. You know what I'm saying? Let me get a swig when I'm drinking. And we're going to figure out a way to fix this shit. Because too many people motherfucking, I mean, tonight is to Vent Tuesday, but I really had an idea for another topic because, I mean, it was so much shit going on in my mind, and you know this is the reality at its motherfucking best. You know what I'm saying? Meaning that the topics come off what I'm feeling, how I'm feeling. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what was brought to my attention was that a super bitch, you know how I get when super bitches call me with issues. Don't know, when one of my super bitches have an issue, it's my issue. You know what I'm saying? She was
right,
you know, she's a super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable woman of the world. And she was minding her own business, on her grind, doing what she do, when she stumbled across a wannabe super nigga. And I was like, a wannabe super nigga? Are you serious? She was like, yeah, he was a wannabe super nigga. She said, because he said he was insecure. I said, oh, no. First of all, let me vent this out. Niggas, if you insecure, keep that shit to yourself. Don't never tell nobody in the whole wide world that you're insecure. Because I promise you, everybody in the world got some type of insecurity because nobody's perfect. Whether it's, you know, you got a crooked toe, you grow hair out your chin, whatever it is, everybody got something about themselves that they can, if they can fix it. Even if you fix it, you still ain't going to be happy because that's just life. Nobody, nothing is perfect. Nothing's perfect but God. And for all of y'all that wished me a Merry Christmas and text me and my phone was, you know, in the cut, that's me. I live every day like it's my last because one day it will be. I don't get off into holidays because I feel like every day is a holiday. I feel like every day I should show love every day. I don't feel like I should wait to December the 25th to buy a motherfucker a gift if that's what I want to fucking do. So I'm sorry if you didn't get my call. If you called me, I didn't call you back. If you text me, I ain't studying no phone on Christmas and New. I know. I live every day like it's my last, because one day it will be. However, the female was saying that what she had did was she was on her grind, she was, you know, doing what she do, and, you know, she was a single female, and she stumbled across a wannabe super nigga. So I got offended when she said a wannabe super nigga, because super niggas are real. They're not wannabes. You know what I'm saying? So I was like,
what?
Explain yourself, Pimpin. She was like, you know, the conversation first consisted of business only. You know, she called only for business. She wasn't interested in anything else. She didn't do no research. She wasn't asking her homegirl, who was up with him, who he with. She didn't even ask him because it was irrelevant, she said. She said she was not interested in anything more than just a business ship. Halabashanda. Excuse me, I'm finna go under the anointing. So, however, this particular individual, you know, let it be known that he wanted to pursue her in more than just a business ship. He wanted her. So, you know, she was a little reluctant about, you know, indulging him. But, however, she proceeded and, you know, she indulged him. So I'm like, okay. So he, you know, later on down the line, I guess something had jumped off and he decided to mention to her, oh, I'm going through a divorce. Okay. Now, I got a question. I'm going to ask a male. Baby, just what exactly do you perceive when somebody tells you that they're going through a divorce? When you're going through a divorce, tell me what your perception of that is. I want to hear what you got to say about that.
Shit, you know, shit, we were married. It takes a little bit, you know, you can't just break up. Can't just say we don't go together no more. You gotta go get the paperwork right.
Okay, but so when you say you're going through a divorce, you figure that it's irreconcilable and that pretty much it's over, and that you have decided to part, and that the process is going, correct?
I mean, they could just be separated, but yeah, pretty much, you know, we separated right now. We ain't fucking with each other, so you know.
Okay, that's your perception. Cause see, I'm a female. When you say going through a divorce, to me, that means you done started at least the paperwork. Now, I know it's a lot. This is a touchy situation. I know it's a lot of people in the world listening and trying to understand where I'm going with this. However, I'm a female that was married for 10 years. 8 of those years, I was with my husband. The other two, I was separate. However, my plans were not to return to his motherfucking ass. I wasn't fucking him. I wasn't talking to him. I just hadn't went and done the paperwork yet. Now, for those of you all that know Lady Libra on a personal basis, you all know that I have adopted and I fostered children for years. That's where the honorable and bitch and the H comes from. So So I was propositioned when it was time for me to make the decision to adopt that, okay, Miss Blah, 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 if you're going to adopt these children, you need to either get back with your husband and you to adopt them as a couple, or you divorce and you adopt them as a single parent. That was my catalyst to go ahead and proceed with the divorce. But guess what? My ex-husband wasn't bothering me. I wasn't bothering him. We weren't seeing each other. So I just hadn't taken out the time to go and file the paperwork. But once something, you know, jolted me to, okay, this is what you need to do, I went ahead and proceeded with the procedures. So I'm upset with the fellas because it's a lot of niggas out here that are motherfucking married, and their situation is a little different. Their impression is, shit, I ain't going to divorce my wife because if this shit don't work out with this hoe, I can go back home. You know what? If I was a bitch that a nigga fucked with and kicked it with, my ex-husband couldn't come back to me because he had done went somewhere else. I ain't going to play no motherfucking game. I wish a nigga would go kick it. Fuck, touch, lick, kiss, anything. Another bitch, and he was my husband, and thought he could come back to me if the shit didn't work. Nigga, I ain't on no motherfucking layaway. I got to vent tonight. I got to vent. You know what? And then I'm going to tell you something. After so many years, if certain things don't transpire in a relationship, it's null and void. I'm not a person that hold on to shit. If I'm in, if I'm kicking it with a nigga today, and this shit don't look like it's gonna go nowhere, I'm out of there. Moving on to the next motherfucker real quick. Life is too short for me to be sitting up. Well, I'm gonna keep him just in case it don't work out with Joe Moho. No, no, no. Not even. It's not gonna motherfucking happen.
But see, you don't understand why niggas do that, though. You just saying that because you a female. See?
No, it ain't no explanation on the shit. You either gonna kick it, you either gonna end the shit, or you gonna keep it. See, y'all motherfuckers be making moves because y'all mad. I'm gonna pack my shit and leave this bitch. But if you know what, if you just mad, then you need to just sit by your fucking self till you get unmad and go and take your ragged ass back home to that basic shit. To the shit you've been putting up with for years. Don't go out and involve. Don't go get nobody else. Leave yourself. No. Kick it by yourself. So that way when you feel like you want to go back to that basic regular shit you've been dealing with, you ain't got nobody else involved.
Why nigga always got to be people with you?
What? Wait, hold on. I ain't hear you. Say that again.
You make it seem like all the niggas who do shit like that is only the niggas who live with women. What about the women who do that same shit to men? What about that?
Well, see, I didn't know that women did that because I can only speak for what I do.
Oh, well, I'm schooling you then.
Okay, well, so you telling me that it's women that keep niggas just in case some other shit don't work out? Let me. That's because they on some basic
that might not
shit.
Be
well, you
reason,
can't get.
But they do. They do. They might not. They might not see the only difference between men and women is women just don't get caught. But they always.
Well, that means we smarter than y'all, dumbass.
You could call out, well, it ain't way easier to cheat on a nigga than it is for a nigga to cheat on a girl.
How?
I mean, on this thing.
How?
Cause niggas don't go through your shit, but girls go through your shit.
Niggas go through it. Niggas go
niggas
through it. They just go about it a different way. Man,
simple, basic niggas go through it because motherfucking super niggas don't do that.
No, she said that she, no, because there's some niggas that think they super niggas, but they're not. First of all, let me tell you something. It don't take forever to realize that you ain't going nowhere with this motherfucker. This bitch, this nigga. It don't take a lifetime to realize they ain't shit. Let me tell you something. If you're observing and you're taking notes and paying attention, you know within the first 24 hours is this motherfucker about anything.
Hell yeah.
Their conversation going to tell you they ain't about shit. They actions going to tell you they ain't about shit. And if you spend all your years with a nothing-ass motherfucker, that's cause you nothing.
He dropped them 40 parts on you instead of 20, and then you be fucked up. Then it's different.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Bottom line, you're wrong. You're wrong because you know what?
Yes, I'm wrong. What is the concrete evidence?
Okay, first of all, out of my 8 years of marriage, I had a whole lot of shit to show for it. But once I realized that certain things about this individual was not going to change, it was time to make my motherfucking exit and proceed with my motherfucking life.
I didn't sit in the extra two years
because I was anticipating going back. I just hadn't got up and went and filed the paperwork. Because, see, in your mind, you think it's going to be tedious. You don't feel like parking downtown. You don't feel like, what did they say? You got to go to counseling. You know, it's drama. Just like it took drama to marry that motherfucker, it takes more drama to divorce. That's why I took the route of saying I ain't know where that motherfucker was, and I did it, you know, where they ran it through the paper and granted me my shit. Yeah. That's the way I get down. But see, what I'm trying to understand is how you can kick it with a motherfucker 15 years, not accomplish shit. You know they ain't shit. You meet somebody, you start making moves, and then that other motherfucker start feeling like, damn, they doing shit. Because you want shit. Because see, two motherfuckers that ain't shit can't get shit done. Bottom line, nothing from nothing equals nothing. If you're wondering why you done invested all these years in somebody and you ain't got shit to show for, that's because both of y'all was in the same boat. Y'all were both nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
I don't know, because, you know, really not. Mm-hmm. You know.
I know.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, first of all, the first year that you even with somebody, y'all don't be on the same page. Y'all just think y'all do. You don't even get on the same page to here the fourth year or the third year.
Okay, well, at what point do you realize that y'all are not on the same page? That you got goals and this person is just a crackhead slash drunk. Drunk slash drug addict. A nothing ass motherfucker. You ain't, every time you making some money, you ain't got shit to show for it. Because they drinking it, boozing it, cracking it up, or whatever the fuck you call it. First of all, let me tell you something. Once a motherfucker, however it take a person to get comfortable, once they get comfortable, you going to know what they about. You going to know what their habits are. You going to know if they're lame or if they out there in the streets. You going to know this shit. So you going to know, well, you know what? And usually, if a person is keeping a nothing-ass person, that's because they're nothing. It's their comfort zone. Why should I go out and pursue something that's not on my level when I got this motherfucker that if I get drunk, use drugs, don't make no money, don't go nowhere, neither are they, so therefore I'm not going to feel inferior to this motherfucker.
That's because your motherfucking ass supposed to see that shit before then. You don't supposed to take 5 years for you to know a nigga ain't shit.
Oh, so you mean to tell me, okay, the super bitch said that she saw a message in this particular person's phone that said, I know that when we were together, we weren't good. We were not good, weren't good, were not good. That within itself is a statement. There is no way I'm going to be with nobody that I'm no good with. But we managed to hold it down blase amount of years. So you mean to tell me that we were not good for these amount of years? That's torture. That's torture.
Right. So you will see, that's what y'all women always do, reading into shit.
No, that's what it's saying. That's what it's saying.
Come on now. Come on now. Everybody got their own opinion. So listen. So what I'm saying to you is, just
what?
Because that's how you received it, that don't mean that how he meant it. Because obviously he didn't mean that was too bad if he say we managed to hold it down. Come on now. So what that part means, so you get all of the credit for the first part of the sentence and none for the second? Come on, man. You got to read the sentence together.
Let me tell you, I'm going to break down for the world what the last part of the sentence meant. Whenever you tried to go out and find something better, you weren't good enough for it, so you brought your ass back to me, which was on your level. What you see is what you get. If you don't see shit, you get nothing.
Yeah. Gotta sit, but I ain't want to sit. But 6 plus 6, that equals 12. I mean the V12. I'm riding down Bankhead.
Bankhead.
Is based off what the fuck I'm feeling at the moment. And right now, I'm drinking on some motherfucking pimp juice. And if you didn't know it, you know it now.
One time for the house. That's all we need, baby. One for the house.
Oh, oh,
come on. Pimp juice.
You know what I'm saying? And I ain't got nothing but pimp juice. And I'm sick of niggas only want me for my pimp juice. Bottom line. But I want the world to know that even though I'm a pimp, it's hard out here for a pimp. This shit ain't easy. It ain't easy, y'all. And this pimp juice take over Tuesday on High Talk Radio. What?
Lines in the street, got a couple hoes working on the chain just for me. But I gotta keep my game tight like Kobe on game. Not like kicking from a hoe, don't know no better. I know that I ain't right. Done seen people feel, done seen people deal, done seen people live in poverty with no meal. It's fucked up where I live, but this is how it is. It might be new to you, but it's been like this for years. It's blood, sweat, and tears when it come down to this shit. I'm trying to get rich before I leave about this bitch. I'm trying to have things, but it's hard for a pimp. But I'm praying and I'm hoping to God I don't slip.
Cuh, cuh, second, cuh. See, what a pimp say? Let me hear you say, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was in the
building. Yeah, I was in the building, man.
Cause got cuffed out, y'all. I see, first of all, my cousin thinks he's my cousin. He can do what the fuck he please. But this is a business. And you ain't going to want to see that shit yet.
Hey, look at him, man. Hey,
listen,
when you're a nigga out the cut, man, when you're a nigga from the cut, man, let's do it. That's what we want to do, man. You know what I'm talking about, man.
Cuz, I'm out of background, Evan.
Appreciate it, man.
Background,
Evan.
That's what we do. If Pimp don't take over Tuesday, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but really and truly, I ain't even supposed to be working for real.
Exactly.
If that don't work, then I'll pay you the same thing. I ain't dying.
So shut your goddamn mouth. Ain't got to worry about it.
This is your chance. Come to the red carpet. I will be there in the baddest outfit ever made in life.
There you go.
Pick it up tonight.
Ain't nobody showing up. Good job.
You a lie. You know what?
You on the next whole show up.
Hey, shout out to the Deepest Pussy Awards, too, man.
They ain't got that category, cuz. But you know what we should do? We should do an awards show with them kind of categories.
We've been doing it for two years.
And I'm telling all females and niggas, anything that you're uncomfortable with, don't take it into 2012. Don't do that shit. Leave that shit in 2011. It's the only time that you can start some shit over. Leave that fuck shit behind. Don't take the fuck shit into the new year. Leave niggas, bitches, all that bullshit in 2011.
Hey, man, I advise all my niggas in the cut, man, do the same shit that you was doing back in 82.
Cuz is retarded. This is a reject from hell. He couldn't even get in hell, y'all.
Shot.
This motherfucker couldn't get in hell, but I got something for y'all. Hold on, it's 10 o'clock. You know what time it is. It's time to pay the bills. Hold on.
Mmm. Oh. It feels so good. Mother y'all right at the Jesus Sauna, home of the well-being. The super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable women present a day of relaxation and fun at the Korean Sauna and Spa. We got steams, jacuzzis, pools, massages, and saunas. We're doing this January 7, 2012, from 3 to 7. Contact 404-946-8119. Party bus is available. Oh, yeah, fellas. It is co-ed.
So for all of y'all that need to get yourself together, start the year off right, clearing your mind. Come on, fuck with us at the Jesus Sauna. Somebody didn't hear that. Holla Bashanda. Somebody didn't hear that. I'm finna do it again.
Mmm. Mmm. That feels so good. Start the year off right at the Jesus Sauna, home of the well-being. The super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable women present a day of relaxation and fun at the Korean Sauna and Spa. We got steams, jacuzzis, pools, massages, and saunas. We're doing this January 7, 2012, from 3 to 7. Contact 404-946-8119. Party bus is available. Oh, yeah, fellas. It is co-ed.
Somebody thought my uterus was playing. Somebody thought my uterus was playing.
Extra Multimedia Group is a full-service multimedia and marketing company providing web design and hosting, graphic design, and email marketing for individuals and small business. Web design and hosting for as low as $500. Graphic design starting at $100. Email marketing for as low as $75. With a database of over 150,000 people and growing, you can't go wrong with Extra Multimedia Group. Call 770-896-5685. That's 770-896-5685. Get your business on the right track. Extra Multimedia Group.
For any and all of your minor and major auto repair needs, go to Imperial Auto Service. That's Imperial Auto Services, 9504 Tara Boulevard, Jonesboro, Georgia, 30236. 9504 Tara Boulevard, Jonesboro, Georgia, 30236. Or you can call them at 770-477-7498.
Remember, Lady Lever say, you better fix your car, you're going to get rolled over. Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.
Live from the ATL. Reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra. Coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday. Then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday. Same time every day.
Hot Talk Radio.
9 to 11. We are doing it.
Hot Talk Radio.
Big, big thing. Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up? It's your girl Dilemma, a.k.a. Top Notch, and you're rocking with the realest, rawest, uncut internet radio show, Hot Talk Radio, with your girl Queen Super Bitch, Lady Libra. Stay tuned every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday from 9 to 11. And if you don't, I'm going to write your ass up. Shout out to everybody holding it down in the cut. Yeah, yeah. Go.
Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Eureka, the R&B diva, and y'all listening to my girl, the number one diva, Lady Libra, on Hot Talk Radio.
All right, y'all, we back. We got Pimpers. Uh-oh, excuse me, I got hiccups. DJ Suara G. DJ Big Baby.
Yeah.
Y'all better say something before I get Ellie.
Whatever.
Big
Baby.
It don't matter what
we're talking, huh? Boy, I was just listening to that artillery on deck. Me saying, boy, I down there punched a hole in the wall.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at that shit riding like a motherfucker.
It's Event Tuesday, and I'm getting ready to start sitting on faces real quick.
Can I sit on your face?
I need to sit on your face because I've been to the doctor in two years. I ain't trying to go now. You know what I'm saying? Shut up, Swire. You know what? Big baby. What up? Big baby. What up? Big baby. This is the Event Tuesday on Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday on Hot Talk Radio. There's a reason why we were... We weren't just nominated, but we were motherfucking voted hottest internet radio show for 2011. And it's up to us to make it and beyond. So you know what? The award ceremony is coming up in May. We got the Salute to DJ Awards. We got DJ Roll, DJ Trapper John, that's on the Salute to DJ Awards ballot. DJ Roll is on there for Most Overlooked DJ. Go vote at Salute, www.salutethedjsshow.com.
Excuse my uterus, y'all. You don't even know what the hell you're talking about, man. You shut the hell up. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. That's what you need to do. Practice that shit before you fucking start talking. Watch this shit, y'all. Watch what I do, y'all. Watch what I do. I put his ass on mute.
See, that's what you do when you run the switchboard. You put motherfuckers on mute. Motherfuckers who saying shit. What, Big Baby? Because you don't want to come.
Your
nigga need to get his shit together.
Hey, man, it's a cut takeover, man. We don't
care, cut my ass, motherfucker. I'm tired of this shit. Y'all need to get y'all dicks together and your minds together. See, you know
well,
what? I'm sick of this shit. Fuck all y'all fuck niggas in the cut. Ain't none of y'all shit. From all y'all.
It's a cut takeover. Fuck that bullshit. Goddamn, we run this motherfucker. Y'all already know what the fuck it do, man.
I gotta pee. My bladder can't hold no more bullshit.
It's a cut takeover. That's what's happening, man. Big baby in the motherfucking building. Pimp Sweet, motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about. Swerve G in this motherfucker. That's what I'm talking about. We in this bitch. The cut takeover. We run this bitch.
Believe
that's what's
that.
Happening.
What?
Yes, sir.
Believe
that. Fuck all y'all stupid motherfuckers. Ain't no salute to DJ. Ain't no nothing. You know what? I just shot his motherfucking ass. How dare he interrupt me when I'm doing a session? When I'm enlightening the world. Don't let Papa John get y'all fucked up. Cause that nigga ain't no shit.
He ain't talking about
shit. Papa John ain't shit just like y'all ain't shit. Now, proceed.
Yo,
we appreciate that. We appreciate
no,
being
you
on your mind
shit.
Like that. We appreciate
no.
being on your mind like that.
Yeah. Hey, hey I appreciate the cut holding it down for you,
crap,
boy.
Man, we don't want to be shit anyway, man, because we always shitting on motherfuckers, man. We don't want to be shit anyway, man. Yeah, yeah.
No doubt.
Hey, man, shout
thank
out
you,
to
thank you,
Pussy
thank you,
Pussy
thank you.
Pussy
ain't no problem.
Hey,
man,
man.
You know what's going down. It's just the Hot Top Radio, motherfucking hottest radio station in the motherfucking world.
You know what I'm saying, y'all, this show.
He's a motherfucking joke. He's funny. Laugh at his motherfucking ass. He's out of his league. What?
Yeah. This state ain't big enough for the both of us.
Hey, no, but for real, shout out to the quick massage parlor, man. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Bitch over there, man. You know what I'm saying? She got
no
her shit massage, man. She got her shit lined up, shaved down, and everything, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to the parlor, man.
It's who we are. It's who the world.
Real
and the
time.
Cut is in rare form. And the cut
shout
wants y'all to groove with them tonight. So let's
shout
get your shit together and let's groove tonight.
The Swerzy movement.
Oh,
bottom line with love, if happiness does not come with it, then it's not for you. Stop being afraid to end shit. You know what? I'm the type of person, I can just, if something is not working, I'm done with it. I'm moving on to the next. I don't need time to get to know myself. I know who the fuck I am. If it's not working, it's over. It's time to move on. I need love and happiness. I don't need one or the other.
DJ, DJ, DJ,
DJ, Trap, DJ, Trap, DJ, Trap.
Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Love. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness. Love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Bottom line, with Hot Top Radio, lately we're saying, if you know what you want, then do what you want. Don't worry about what nobody else wants. It's your life. 2012 is coming. Ain't shit nobody else can do about nothing. If you want to be with somebody, then be with them. If you don't, then don't. Life is too short to be worrying about the bullshit. It's Event Tuesday. Call in 917-889-8677. We're venting what's on your heart and on your mind. We letting it out. I'm telling y'all motherfuckers, if the bitch you with ain't what you want, if you rather be with her and she ain't shit, then be with her. And this is a song to play for her.
Thank you. trying to be funny, but I'm really serious this time, baby.
God, that's your phone right there, cuz.
Even though.
Sorry, my phone.
You know you like boots calling on head. Hey, baby. Big baby.
Hold on, girl.
That cool song, and you know what it is.
I'm coming at you with both hands. Side behind my back, baby. You got me.
Shout out to Paul's Claimers out there.
What'd you say, cuz?
Shout out to Paul's Big Paul's Claimers.
They did what?
Ain't no loving going on around here, man. I don't do nothing but lust, man.
You don't do nothing but lust? You ain't the only one.
Where is that?
These motherfuckers don't know what real love is, and when they see it, they get scared of it.
I'm be bringing no love around me, man. Ain't nobody got time for no love, man.
What's up? This your boy, J. Harden. You know I'm chilling in the building with Lady Libra. It's going down. I throw a party on that pussy. Party on that pussy. Party on that pussy. Party on that pussy. Let's get it, Jay Hardy. Yeah.
He say he'll throw a party on this pussy. That's what I might need. That way, won't be no feelings or nothing involved. He just throw a party and that's it.
That lust over. That's all it is.
Every day is a motherfucking party.
Love.
Trevor John said motherfucking so.
Shut up.
Every day is a motherfucking party. Shit. Barely every day like it's your last, motherfucker. That's what's happening.
So all y'all that's out there that love Lady Libra, I'm going to tell you what you need to do. Email me at hottalkradio@gmail.com or call me at 404-946-8119. That's 404-94-HOT-9119. And I might be saying it wrong, but I don't give a fuck. I'm going to let you know it's a meeting in my bedroom.
Cell 2G 2000 watts. Yeah.
Never make things in my bed.
Almost time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I hope you're getting ready, girl, and don't forget the wine.
Yeah.
How long is it gonna take? Tonight is just for you and I, and it's gonna be so fly.
So fly, so fly. What, what?
I like having you around, so I gotta put you down. So be there, oh.
Oh,
get up to the motherfucking block.
I just wanna get high.
Got him low. And let me put my sense in. Why these niggas be hyped? Cause getting juice I hold again. Fuck the bottom to the top. Side one, nigga Glock. Cause I'm really motivated and dedicated to my block. Shit is hard to find. A nigga real from his head to his feet. On level G in these streets. The blue truck on my feet. Ain't giving a fuck about them off brand new ride. All I'm making money every day. That's how I keep my mind strong. I grind on and I grind on. These niggas talking about the game, but I'm really out here riding, homie. These hard times seem to shine on me. And now you really understand why the fuck I keep my nine on me. You run up, you get your shit blow quick. By the same millimeter and a bullet in the clip. That's true. But don't trip on my silly tip off. Only was getting for a reason, so I'm through the back of my mind.
I just wanna get high, got me smoking the pound. Come on, baby boy, let's get this. Why you looking around? Get me smoking like pound. Don't you smoke about this bitch with
you. Wanna lay that fucking hella weed. Round with the low cracking bodies of the OB. Wanna lay that fucking hella weed. Round with the low cracking bodies of the OB.
Transform, bring my mind, goes in a different mode. After every hit, other switch is sweet, slow, slow. Hot flashes, cause the brother got beat. Talk to cheap, but man, dying.
From the frat house DJs, I'm out.